Hello everyone, this is Fahim Jackson, and welcome to 131 of my podcast show, In the Know. This podcast is aimed at trying to guide people through the world with a variety of topics. Each season, there will be a particular group of topics. For this season, I am covering fitness and wellness. Within these topics, I am asking questions, trying my best to answer these questions with the viewpoints of the world around me. The following episode introduction speech is for the topic of today. And that introduction speech is, How to Use Dumbbells, Part 3. In this third and final of this three series episode, I'll be talking about the last group of dumbbell exercises. This is going to outline the dumbbell exercises, which will further aid in your strength training. Trust me, I have been working out for quite some time. And I will tell you, as I stated in prior episodes, you must work with these exercises along with other exercises in order to get the best results. Now, you can't, of course, just work out alone. Make sure the nutrition aligns itself with the outcome you seek to have. So with this episode, I hope you enjoy and like the podcast. So listen, like, share, and subscribe. Now let's start with, once again, what are dumbbells? These are usually in pairs and consist of a short bar with a weight on each end used for muscle building. They build shoulder muscles and the arms and can be also labeled as free weights. You usually get a great workout when sitting or laid back on a bench. Place a free weight in each hand and curl or press. You start to feel these dumbbell workouts on the upper body. Now there are the lower body workouts that you can perform, which I will go into within this topic. So let's look at some dumbbell workouts for this three-part series. Let's look at the side lunge. I have seen this exercise perform, but with a weight plate. So how do you go about doing this workout when using a dumbbell? You grab a dumbbell with both hands attached to the metal bar. Then standing in an upright position, you should lean to the left or to the right until you're somewhat low to the ground. Then back up and to the other side. Another way to hold the dumbbell to perform this exercise is like holding the dumbbell when performing dumbbell squats, clutching the end of one of the dumbbells with both hands. As for the number of sets, you're going to perform this exercise for 4 or 5 sets for about 8 to 10 reps. Our muscles that will be affected in a positive way by this workout are the gluteus maximus, the rectus femoris, the abductor longus, the abductor magnus, the vastus lateris, the soleus, and the gastric nemius, which is the calf muscle. So, on with the next exercise. And that is the side raise. This is a good exercise that can be performed in a couple ways. The first being sitting down on a folded bench by adjusting the flatbed to an upright position. Then grabbing the two dumbbells and letting your arms hang to your sides. Then raise both arms in a wing motion and then back down to your sides. You should try to aim at performing this exercise for about 3 to 5 sets of about 8 to 10 reps, or even 12 depending upon your level of strength. Now, the other way to perform this task is to be standing in an upright position, but keeping the same motion of lifting and reps along with sets. As for the muscles that are worked, it doesn't matter if the sitting or standing, the same muscles benefit. Your interior and lateral deltoids are worked along with the serratus anterior. So let's move on to the next, which is the single arm row. I have done this workout, but not as much now. Every now and then I will come back to this workout. As for the workout, lay out a flatbed, then grab a single dumbbell, walk over to the bench, and place your knee on the seat portion of the bench while your other leg is upright. Now, with the arm holding the dumbbell, which is on the side of the leg touching the ground, grip the bench with one hand. And while holding the dumbbell, lift the weight to the height of the chest. You should try to aim for about 4 to 5 sets with about 10 to 12 reps. As for this, when trying to work the muscle groups, you're trying to benefit more so the side of the body that is being worked. So the muscles that are worked will be the posterior deltoid, the brachialis, the brachioradialis, all located in the arms. Now let's look at the step up exercise. For this workout, you want to go and grab two pieces of equipment. And that is grabbing two dumbbells and a step stool. Stand in front of the step stool. Then take a step up onto the stool and fully so you are standing on top of the stool. This workout is performed also on a bench. But to me, I would say use the step stool simply because I would say that the workout on the bench might be a little risky and dangerous. But moving forward, you should perform this exercise for 4 or 5 sets of 8 to 10 reps. As for the muscles that are worked with regards to this workout, the various muscle benefits: quadriceps, abductor magnus, soleus, gluteus maximus, and the gastric nemius. This workout can be performed also by taking one step, then back on the ground. From here, we move on to the next workout, and that is the sumo squats. Here's yet another workout that I myself am not interested in performing, but you might find it to be something that piques your interest. What you do is grab two aerobic step platforms and place them next to each other. But make sure there's a space or a gap some sort between the two platforms. Then grab yourself a dumbbell, one that is heavy enough so that you can get a pretty decent workout. Now climb up on the two platforms, one leg on each platform. Then grab the weight by the bar with both hands and stand upright. Then squat down as low as you can go and then back up again. You should work this exercise for about 4 or 5 sets for about 10 reps. Now, as for the muscle groups that are being worked, you have the groin area known as the pectineus. As for other areas being worked on, the abductor longus, the gracilis, which is the muscle coming from the groin, the abductor magnus, and the gastric nemius, the gluteus maximus, quadriceps, soleus, and the hamstrings. So, let's go on to the next exercise. This is the swing. This exercise, you should go and grab yourself a weight that you can handle simply because if you don't know what you're doing, there are some injuries that can occur. Either an injury or you could break something that needs to be replaced. So standing upright, grab a dumbbell, squat slightly holding the dumbbell by the top of the weight and simultaneously swinging the weight upward while moving to the new standing position. This can be performed in sets of 3 to 5 for about 8 to 10 reps. Here's more of a full body muscular workout from top to bottom, starting with the anterior deltoids, the upper pectoralis major, middle and lower trapezius, lateral deltoids, serratus anterior, gluteus maximus, rectus femoris, vastus lateralis, hamstrings, the vastus medialis, and the soleus. Now, let's look at the thrusters exercise with the dumbbells. When you're performing this exercise, you will notice it looks similar to other dumbbell exercises I have spoken about. You would grab two dumbbells, then stand upright. Then squat as low as to the ground while simultaneously pulling the weight up toward the shoulder height. Then go back to the standing upright while thrusting the weights higher, fully extended in the air. This is a workout that can be performed with 4 sets of about 8 to 10 reps. Now, as for the muscle groups that exist in the body that will benefit from this workout, getting an upper and a lower workout, which is a full body. And those muscles in the body are the biceps and triceps, the deltoids, and the upper pectoralis. As for the lower body, you have the rectus femoris, the vastus intermedius, the vastus lateralis, the gluteus maximus, and the soleus. So moving on, let's look at the tricep kickback or the tricep extensions. This is a workout that can be performed 2 ways. The first way is to grab a flat bed. Then, standing on one leg and knee on the bench. Let the dumbbell hang low as you hold it to the hand of the arm next to the leg standing. See, this is a similar workout to the single arm row, but this time the arm with the dumbbell is thrusted back behind you. As for this workout, you should be focusing on trying to shoot for 4 or 5 sets of about 8 to 10 reps. The main muscles that is benefiting from this workout is the tricep brachii. I would give some advice to be careful of the weight size you use unless you're strong enough because there could be an injury as a result if you're not careful. So, the V-sit cross jabs. When performing this particular exercise, it works best when you are using a small dumbbell. I would suggest something like a 10-pound dumbbell up to about 12, 15, 20, or even 25 pounds. Then, what you do next is sit on the ground and elevate your legs on the feet. And now that your bottom is sitting on the ground with both dumbbells in hand, jab punch across the body, and the same with the other hand. This workout can be accomplished with about 4 or 5 sets as well of 10 to 12 reps. What are some of the muscles that you are working, you may ask? Well, they're the biceps, triceps, pectoralis, the abdominal muscles, and the internal and external obliques. As I said earlier, use smaller weights when performing these tasks. You don't need heavy weights for this because something relatively small will get the job done just fine. Now let's look at the V-ups. As for this exercise, you don't need both dumbbells. Like most of the exercises I discuss, this one only requires one dumbbell. What do you do to perform the workout is lie on your back, clutching the dumbbell with both hands on the bar, simultaneously raising the legs and your arms so that the dumbbell touches the feet. You can perform this workout 4 sets for about 8 to 10 reps. With regards to the muscles that are worked in this particular exercise, there's a focus on the rectus abdominis, the external obliques, the pectineus, the rectus femoris, the abductor longus, and the sartorius. Now let's look at the wood chop dumbbell exercise. With this exercise, I've never attempted to perform this workout, but what I will tell you is that from testimonials, this exercise is one that does wonders. You grab a dumbbell, then standing in an upright position, you raise your arms up while simultaneously twisting to one side. Then you finish the workout by coming across the body, ending at the knee, opposite side where you started your twist. I would say shoot for about 4 or 5 sets of about 10 to 12 reps, then switch to the other side and perform 4 or 5 sets for another 10 to 12 reps. As for the muscles that are worked with this specific exercise, the muscles that benefit are as follows. The anterior deltoids, the serratus anterior, the rectus abdominis, the sartorius, the abductor longus, the rectus femoris, and the pectineus. Now let's look at the wrist curls. For this last workout, you want to grab 2 dumbbells from the rack. Then walk over to the bench and sit on the seat. Hold the dumbbells to where you are at the knee, to where the dumbbells are at the knee, and your arms at a 90-degree angle. You then curl the weights until they are to the chest, shooting for about 4 or 5 sets at 8 to 10 reps. Works for this particular exercise. As for the muscle groups that are benefiting from this exercise, they go as follows. You work the wrist flexors when using the bench to sit down and perform the workouts. Now, as you stand to perform the same workout, you are going to work the brachialis, the biceps brachii, and the brachii idealis. So, with this show wrap up, while we have to ask the question, what are the ways to use dumbbells in this part 3 series? This dumbbell series has been interesting to cover, simply because most people don't even know the many different ways the dumbbells contribute to the overall exercise experience. As for me, I don't only focus on the dumbbells alone, and that's because I want my body to receive a diverse workout. But along with the workouts, I also make sure to incorporate the many different muscle groups that benefit from an arm, chest, abdomen, leg, and even a full body exercise. So in closing, I would strongly encourage you to try these out to see what works for you. I would also encourage you just as well to reach out for further consultation so that you are safe during your workout experience. Because I myself have spent years exercising, yet I am not a trained professional, just someone who works out, opening up to you to a possibility of workouts to choose from. So thank you for listening to In the Know, and I'll be bringing you another episode regarding fitness and wellness. I will be asking the question this time, how to run properly and benefits from running properly.